Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
And I have a list. We have 281 pieces of business that we have collected over the last 4 years that are interested in coming to the Pensacola area but can't because we don't have the space. 75% of that business needs 100,000 square feet or less. 35% of that needs 50,000 square feet or less. When we talk to meeting planners, it's not an issue of our airport capacity. We talk to our peers up in Mobile and they're like, you guys are missing the boat. You're losing business to us because you don't have the space. There are people that are flying into Pensacola that then go to Mobile, or they're going over to Orange Beach, or they're going to Destin.
So this is Darren Schaefer. He's the head of Visit Pensacola, talking with the Escambia County Commission last week, Committee of the Whole meeting, where, and if you're not familiar, Committee of the Whole is a chance for the commissioners to talk to each other in the sunshine about sort of big topics. For a couple of years, we didn't do Committee of the Whole. I thought it was a real problem. I'm glad to see Mike Kohler, who is the new chairman of the board, District 2, that's like Perdido Warrington, bringing it back. Actually, I guess not Perdido anymore with the it's a long story. Anyway, he's got the Navy base, and he's got Warrington and some areas in the city. But anyway, Southwest, but not the full-blown Southwest, because anyway, what happened a couple of years ago. Talking about the importance of those meetings, and also talking about the importance of having a convention space in Pensacola. That's something that, as long as I've lived here, we have been talking about 11 years.
If you talk to the folks at the airport, they'll agree that a conference center would be a significant draw to grow airlift for the Pensacola area.
Yeah, we would have more visitors coming in. That would be good for the airport.
There was a conference that we held last fall that originally started with Commissioner Bender. Visit Pensacola got involved because we're trying to find space and the right dates, and we worked very closely with the Hilton out on the Pensacola Beach as well as the Holiday Inn to try to figure out how to shoehorn that conference in there, and we were able to make it work. And I know there's a lot of folks that really felt really proud of having those folks here and really got great feedback from the attendees. But that's probably a conference we won't be able to accommodate in another year or two as those things grow. And that's a shame.
So things we could barely handle are going to outgrow Pensacola. Things that start here might have to leave here because they outgrow. I mean, I always think of Pensacon. Like, Pensacon manages to make it work at the Bay Center every year, but I think Pensacon is like, there were a couple of years ago, we were really worried that it would either die or that it would leave, or, you know, because the Bay Center is not the ideal location. It's just not built for that kind of thing.
We talk about growth. There are so many local organizations and events that if we don't add this event center space and do it the right way, we could lose not only existing events, but there's so many nonprofits and service organizations that hold fundraisers that are really can't grow because there's no space to do that in.
There's nowhere to do it bigger or better to do what they want to do. Okay, so here's what we've got. We've got a facility that we would never build today. Right? I mean, you'd never build a thing. And not because the building itself is bad, but because the things that it's designed to accomplish don't fit the current market needs very well. For example, the seating capacity is too low. And if it were only another like 2,500 or so, the number I'm told is pretty important, is 10,000, and it's not. It's what is it, like 6,000, 7,000, something like that, even if they expand it. Okay. I think it's like 5,500 now, and if they expand it, it can go to 7,500. I'm working on memory. It probably came from the meeting, but I don't remember. Okay, because the difference in the ability of shows to make a profit with that extra 2,500, 3,000 seats is a big deal. And so they go elsewhere, regionally, where they can get 10,000 instead of coming here. It's just not quite big enough for the shows, okay? It's also, you know, fairly constricted even for what it does do, like with the Ice Flyers. But, you know, let's say we tried to get a, you know, minor league basketball team or something. It's kind of too small, right? Then also you have the acoustics issue. That's a separate question. That have been terrible from the beginning, which is true. But as a convention space, it's atrocious, right? I mean, as an athletic facility, it's good for, like, single court. Like, you can do the Sun Belt tournament in there, but that's a fairly specific kind of tournament, okay? But all the a lot of the other trade shows, oh, it's just not made for that. Really? Like, right? Not really. And certainly for, you know, bringing in, like, volleyball games or, you know, basketball games of, you know, the larger, like, youth sports kind of where you need to have, you know, eight, really, courts or at least four or six, you know, to run it properly. We don't have that. So the problem is we can't do with it any of the four or so main things we'd like to do with the facility. And so the question then becomes, well, do we renovate it? And in the process of renovating, what do we try to make it more adaptive to? And we're trying basically to make it more of the concert performance kind of venue. That's the current plan. But what about convention center? What about athletic facility, which are different things? What about event space, which is another possibly different thing? And for me, the big takeaway that I got out of this conversation with, you know, Ray Palmer from Pensacola Sports and Greg Harris from the Ice Flyers and, you know, Darren Schaefer from Visit and Michael Capps from the Bay Center and even his kind of boss's boss, Doug Thornton, who's the president of North American Venues for ASM Global, the company that now owns the contract to take care of the Bay Center. The county owns the Bay Center. It's not a city property, even though it's in the city. The county owns it, but ASM runs it. And we subsidize them. You know, it costs the county money to have this facility every year. And we're talking about, you know, building another building, like out back. Do we build out there? Do we build an, you know, is it an athletic facility, which is different from a conference center? And I'll tell you about that in just a second. But that's the conversation that they were having. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're got a reported debris on the roadway on I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 3. It says debris is in the road, so use caution. I'm starting to see a minor backup just in that area. The rest of I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you want a green, lush, beautiful lawn this summer, the time to start thinking about that is not in June. It's to start thinking about that now, right? NSEC's Healthy Lawn Program will make your lawn healthy, lush, and help keep weeds to a minimum. 8 annual applications, timed, programmed, and targeted specifically to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. It's easy to get started because you just call for a free analysis. They'll come out and look at, at your lawn and tell you what it's going to cost, which is the first step, right? Get information. Your initial soil sample indicates what amendments are needed and will create a plan for your lawn success. You get nutrient applications with each standard service visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging insect control, and fungicide. In addition, they've also got the Healthy Lawn Program and Healthy Landscape Program for tree and shrub care if you need that, grass plugs, aeration, all of that stuff. Sign up today, get a $100 off your first annual, your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes initial soil samples and lime treatment on an average size yard. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net. So back to this conversation about the Bay Center. Doug Thornton, the guy from ASM, the parent company now that's kind of reacquired this contract, and they're a huge international organization with all kinds of convention centers and athletic spaces, and I mean, you know, I mean, they're involved in, you know, billions and billions of dollars worth of assets and construction. And he said,
if you wanted to design strictly a conference center, you would probably design it in a different way, to have higher level finishes, you know, nice meeting rooms, great banquet facilities, which is what you'd find maybe at a hotel, okay? Something like that.
And if you think about it, he's right. Have you ever been, like the box that they were trying to build out at that Stephen Berry brought up to build it out at Ashton Brosnahan last summer, was an athletic facility. If you've ever been to an athletic facility, it's a big gym, okay? And big gyms are fine. They're great. But they're not where you want your convention at. When you go to a convention, what do you want? You want carpet and columns and wallpaper, and you want it to look nice. You want it to feel, you know, a little ritzy, a hotel. You don't want it to feel like you went down to the, no offense to community centers, but the community center, which is what the gym space, because, you know, the parents who are bringing their kids to the volleyball tournament, they do not care about it being carpeted. Nobody cares about the columns and the flowers. They just want a place, you know, and they know they're going to sit on the floor, and that's fine. And maybe there's some stadium seating, maybe, but, you know, it's pretty bare bones. And that's the point. They're conflicting designs. And if you do a concert venue, that's a whole different approach to how you design it. And, you know, and some of the other needs that you might think about for the space, you know, an event center for like trade shows, that's a little bit different. Okay. And then you got things like a shelter or, you know, space for like a graduation, which can kind of be put into a theatrical performance kind of venue. But it, every single one of these things, there's about four different main things you could try to design a facility for. And the problem is that if you don't pick which one, as Ray Palmer, Pensacola Sports, says, you're going to get the worst of all of them.
The reality is it's all about money. You ask, can you? You can if you have enough money. Commissioner Ray, you talk about, can you play basketball? You played in basketball and your travels in conference centers where they've gone in and thrown sport court down. Yes, you can. But for every new knife blade you put in that Swiss Army knife, you're taking the quality of the other components away in some capacity. If you want to be the purest of pure, you build something specific.
And then you will excel in that particular market. The problem is that the uses of a building like this are many. And if we don't decide which we want it for, convention, athletic, theater slash performance, or event space, then we kind of try to build a Swiss Army knife that does it all. And, you know, if you've ever owned a Swiss Army knife, you know that, yeah, it's useful to have a variety of tools, but if you also have a toolbox, the Swiss Army knife is the worst screwdriver you own. And it's the worst knife you own. You'd rather have a single blade hunting knife. Much better for everything. It's the worst scissors you own. They're the worst scissors, right? And what he's saying is, look, if we build this thing and we try to build it to do everything, it's going to do nothing well. And then we will still be a worse screwdriver than the convention center in Mobile. And we will be a worse knife than the athletic complex in Foley. And we'll be a worse scissors than the performance venue, even at somewhere like the Wharf or whatever. I mean, like, everything we have will be less than somewhere else. And so we'll build a thing to say we've built a thing, and because it's, you know, the car built by government committee, it's the sports car minivan compact pickup truck of buildings, and it sucks at everything. Like OLF-8. It'll be the imaginary flying polka dot unicorn of development projects. And so I agree. And to me, that was an epiphany for me, because I guess I had never thought much about the idea of designing it one direction or another. So here's, you know, if we want to build a convention space, let's build a convention space on the parking lot behind the Bay Center on 9th Avenue. Build a convention space. Cool. And if it happens to serve some needs for events or trade shows or maybe sports, maybe, okay, fine. But that's a bonus. Or let's build an athletic facility. And if that does some double duty as trade show slash event space, cool. But we're not focused on that. We just got to pick one. And by the way, the separate question of the ice, which came up, that, you know, because there's this local group of ice enthusiasts, figure skaters, and, you know, not professional hockey players, whatever, that want more ice. I think probably whatever you do in the other building, the new building, if we do build one, is going to help, because now all of a sudden, like, Pensacon can go there, and that frees up a week's worth of ice. And a lot of the things that are done in the Bay Center could be done there, and then you'd have more ice in the Bay Center. So it kind of does double duty. And that was brought up. I mean, that's actually, you know, a good point. Stephen Berry brought that up. Others brought that up as well. But that's actually a good point. But we just need to pick something. Because as long as we don't specify which thing we're trying to build, we're always going to build a sort of a third best everything. And then we'll just have spent a bunch of money to get something that doesn't really make us revenue. So yes, somebody is going to not get what they want. Somebody's not going to want their Christmas, not going to get their Christmas wish. It's either not going to be an athletic facility or it's not going to be a convention center. I think most likely between one of those. And, you know, so be it. But we'll have something good. And that'll be useful. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant, working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. Where you been all your lives? At an orgy? Listening to Mick Jagger music and bad-mouthing your country, I'll bet.
Lou Gossett Jr. 728 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic for you. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're starting to see a little bit of congestion, about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Traffic is also backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway coming out of the front gate of NAS in Pensacola. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. In the newsroom, we've got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump sending out a warning that tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada could go up even a little bit more. In an interview with Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, President Trump was asked if the business community would get clarity regarding the tariffs. He said they could go up and said he is committed to stopping the U.S. from being ripped off. U.S. and Ukrainian officials are planning to hold peace talks in Saudi Arabia this week. President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, says representatives from both countries will be working to create a framework for an initial ceasefire and a peace agreement with Russia. This comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is still trying to repair his relations with the U.S. after the exchange with President Trump recently. And one of the most exciting and hopeful times of the NFL offseason is here, the free agency negotiation period. That's going to begin at noon Eastern today, where teams are allowed to start contract talks with players and their agents. They have a two-day window.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, just one more note on the Bay Center slash new facility. I agree. I think if we can figure out a way, and I think they can probably do it, is to renovate the Bay Center to expand capacity. The number I keep hearing is 10,000. That if we can get to 10,000, then we can really compete against the Wharf or Mobile or whatever, especially as an indoor facility. That is a separate question from getting an athletic facility or a convention center in a separate building.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Mark Carney is elected to serve as Canada's next prime minister. He's the former head of Canada and the United Kingdom's central banks.
Carney is promising to stand up to President Trump. We'll see how that affects the two countries' talks over tariffs. The Trump administration says it is not stepping its foot off the gas on this issue, with reciprocal tariffs set to take effect April 2nd.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, China's new tariffs on American farm imports take effect today. Five people are hurt, three taken to burn centers in a small plane crash in a retirement village parking lot in Pennsylvania.
Air traffic control audio indicated that the plane door may have been open.
Bonanza 347 Lake has an open door. We need to return for a landing.
Manheim Township officials say the plane, which was intending to go to Springfield, Ohio, did not injure anyone on the ground, but did destroy at least five cars and damage 12 total.
Fox 43 Pennsylvania's James Corrigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3 at 7:31. We've got cloudy skies, and it is 55 degrees in Pensacola. An FHP trooper was taken to the hospital after a crash involving his patrol vehicle and three other vehicles over the weekend. That happened at W and Fairfield on Saturday afternoon in Escambia County. The trooper reportedly suffered minor injuries. A pedestrian is dead after being hit by a vehicle on Langley Avenue. That also happened on Saturday. The crash happened near the intersection with Avenida Robidol just before 6 o'clock that morning. The pedestrian was taken to the hospital where they were pronounced dead. Escambia County Public Schools is launching a free voluntary pre-kindergarten program for students in Title I elementary school zones. Parents can complete the Certificate of Eligibility online or at the Early Learning Coalition. Registration starts March 31st at the Spencer Bibbs Center. Spots are available in that program on a first-come, first-served basis. Required documents include a birth certificate, proof of residence, and immunization records. Now, there's a big crowd downtown for the McGuire's 5K Saturday morning. About 12,000 runners took part this year.
Just that urge to compete, you know? Like, it's just competition. You see other people out there, you know, everybody's, you know, performing their best. And, you know, best man wins.
That is runner Randall Stone. He talked to Channel 3 following the run. The event raised some money for causes around the area, including the Semper Fi Fund, Pensacola Police Department, Escambia Sheriff's Foundation, and Family Matters. That's an organization run by McGuire's that helps to cover prescriptions and housing costs for those in need. Now, investigators looking into a shots fired incident at a local bowling alley. That happened on Saturday at the Strikers Bowling Alley on North Palafox. Officers say shots were fired after a disturbance of some type in the parking lot. Several vehicles were damaged. PPD said that no suspects or victims were found at the scene, but a person with a gunshot wound did later turn up at a local hospital. That person's injury was described as being non-life-threatening. Florida Senator Rick Scott says Americans are tired of reckless, wasteful spending. He was on CNN yesterday.
People are fed up with wasteful government spending. And We've had a 2% increase in population in 5 years and a 53% increase in spending. We will not get interest rates down. We will not get inflation under control until we balance the budget. That's what we have to do. And Elon Musk is part of the process of balancing the budget.
And Scott said that Musk is giving information to department heads so they can make those decisions. He says Musk is looking at every program. And Scott also said he believes the budget can be balanced without cutting into benefits such as Medicare and Social Security. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, actually through Highway 29, you're going to see some delays there through that construction zone. No accidents there. About a 7 to 10 minute delay. Also, if you're rolling into the front gate of NAS Pensacola, traffic is backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5, and traffic is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com.
We are going to be seeing a much calmer day today with those clouds clearing out as you head into the afternoon, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47 degrees. On Tuesday, sunny skies, high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 54. Keeping the sunshine around on Wednesday with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got cloudy skies. It's 54 in Pensacola. Our next news at 8 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A record number of new car buyers, nearly one in five, are making payments of $1,000 or more, according to Edmunds. For a household earning the U.S. median income of roughly $80,600, a $1,000 car payment would take up 15% of pre-tax income. Doesn't help that the average price of a new auto is nearly $50,000. President Trump said his administration is in touch with four different groups about the sale of Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok. TikTok's fake has been up in the air since a law requiring its owner, ByteDance, to either sell or face a ban. Trump signed an executive order seeking to delay by 75 days enforcement of the law. Taiwan's Foxconn said it has launched its first large language model and plans to use the technology to improve manufacturing and supply chain management. The model, named FoxBrain, was trained using NVIDIA's H100 GPUs and was completed in about 4 weeks. Futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Ah, A story that I honest to God thought was a joke, was a gag, was satire, or honestly was just like somebody being clever. You know what would be funny is if the Department of Defense to scrub Enola Gay from the archives because it's got gay in it. News is that there are 26,000 images that have been flagged for possible removal in the Pentagon's diversity, equity, and inclusion purge. References to a World War II Medal of Honor recipient, the Enola Gay, aircraft that dropped the atomic bomb on Japan, and the first women to pass Marine infantry training are among the tens of thousands of photos and online posts marked for deletion as the Defense Department works to purge diversity, equity, and inclusion content according to a database obtained by the Associated Press. I mean, really? The Enola Gay? Oh, you can't say that no more. Do you know where Enola Gay comes from? John, do you know? Do you know the history of this?
No, sir.
Okay. So, do you know who the pilot was for the plane that dropped this? Paul Tibbetts? Captain Paul Tibbetts?
Yes.
His mother's name was Enola Gay Tibbetts.
Oh.
It's not like the Enola homosexual. It's a woman's name. Not the most common woman's name, but, you know, it's a woman's name. That's it. That's all it is. What are we going to have, like, the Enola Strait? Are we going to, you know, clean this up and teach about how the Enola Strait dropped a bomb on Hiroshima and then served as the secondary plane, the weather plane, I think, for the dropping of the bomb on Nagasaki, which was the name escapes me. It's a play on words. Boxcar, I think, is the name of it, but it's not spelled the way you think. Something like that. Anyway, in some cases, photos seem to be flagged for removal simply because their file included the word gay, including service members with their last name and an image of the B-29 aircraft Enola Gay. Several photos of an Army Corps of Engineers dredging project in California were marked for deletion, apparently because a local engineer in the photo had the last name Gay. So gay. And a photo, you can't say that anymore, but it's a great phrase. In that context, I can say it. Let's see. And a photo of Army Corps biologists on the list, seemingly because it mentioned they were recording data about fish, including their weight, size, hatchery, and gender. In addition, some photos of the Tuskegee Airmen, the nation's first black military pilots who served in segregated World War II unit, were listed on the database, but those may likely be protected due to historical content. Well, thank goodness. In some cases, the removal is partial. The main page in a post titled Women's History Month, All Female Crew Members Support Warfighters, as a page, was removed, but at least one of the photos in that collection about an all-female C-17 crew could still be accessed. A shot from the Army Corps of Engineers titled Engineering Pioneer Remembered During Black History Month was deleted, and on it goes. So, in case you haven't browsed around, oh, this is actually one more quick fact before I get to, thoughts. At the very end of the story, it has this, well, not quite the end, but pretty close. A Marine Corps official says every one of its images in the database either has been taken down or will be taken down. Marines are moving on the directive as fast as possible, but as in a fast, what is it, efficient, orderly, military manner? Isn't that the phrase? Anyway, but as with the rest of the military, very few civilian or contractor employees at the Pentagon can perform content removal. Why? Because, you know, Lieutenant Junior Grade Blankenship set up the account in Facebook 8 years ago and has since separated from the military or stationed on a ship somewhere and doesn't even know the password anymore. And you've got like thousands of these out there, right? You know, then they're in the process of reacquiring control over this stuff. And the Marine Corps, just one defense civilian is available to do the work for the entire Marine Corps. That's amazing. The Marine Corps estimates that person has identified at least 10,000 images and stories. That's a lot for such a short period of time. For removal online, and after further review, 3,600 of those have been removed. The total does not count more than 1,600 social media sites that have not yet been addressed. One dude toiling away at their computer, scrubbing the past for all mentions of things that offend Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump. All right. And if they can't get it done by Wednesday, apparently the deadline is to remove from public display everything that came during the 4 years of the Biden administration. That's their next best alternative. If they can't individually scrub it, they got to get it all for 4 years off until they can. In case you hadn't noticed, if you go to Facebook pages operated by, NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Eglin, Hurlburt, the Army, the Marines, Navy, Chief Naval Operations, they all say the same basic thing. Content on this site is being reviewed and removed to align with the president's executive orders and DOD priorities. Official use of social media for public affairs purposes. Let me be clear. I don't blame the military folks at all. They're doing what they're ordered to do. But this is Orwellian. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. This cleansing, scrubbing, revising, purging of the past is bad, wrong, wicked. This is not what we do in America. And if you opposed, and I did, listen, I'm not a favor of the Confederate flag. I'm not a fan of the Confederate flag. I'm from the North. To me, the Confederate flag is bad things. But I defended keeping it in the City of Five Flags, and I defended keeping, you know, Confederate generals' names, and I defended the statue on North Palafox. Why? Because it's history. It's tradition. It's who we are. It's our community. It's our legacy. It's truth. Whether you think it's good truth or bad truth, doesn't matter. It's truth. And you don't tear down truth. You don't redact history. You don't play Ministry of Truth where you perpetuate lies by changing the things that happened in the past. And if you agreed with that on the statues and the names and the flags and the streets and the schools and the forts, and now you think this is good because it aligns with values you like scrubbing diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff because you don't agree with that or believe in that, what you're really saying is you don't care about the principle, you just care about the particular content. And you like Confederate content because if you're not opposed to the principle, it's because you like the content. More on this in a second, 437-1620. Feel free to disagree with me, particularly if you're in the military. I'd love to hear from you what you think about this. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, going to see those delays. Also, about a 10 to 12 minute delay there just due to congestion. If you're trying to get on the base, NAS Pensacola, I'm seeing traffic backed up well past Gulf Beach Highway. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. Somebody asks, do you oppose returning the military bases like Liberty to Bragg or Moore to Benning? Because I think we should keep the one that was originally there. I believe that. That's good. I don't mind adding a historical note. Hey, for a brief period in the 2020s, this fort was named Fort Liberty. I actually, because people opposed the Confederate history of it. By the way, the solution of naming them after not actual generals Bragg and Benning, but naming them after other people who happen to have the same name, on the one hand, that seems like an elegant solution, but that's really avoiding the issue. I mean, you wouldn't name a fort just for those people on their own, right? So that's a weird kind of cop-out. But also, make that history known, too. No. Look, for the statue on North Palafox, put up a plaque explaining, hey, this is why this was put up. This is what we think of it today. You know, City of Five Flags, and here's why we keep them. I mean, yes, teach. I have said this every time. Teach into the situation. Don't tear down the statue. Don't change the name. Teach into it. By the way, same thing for the Black Lives Matter. You know, the Black Lives Matter mural in D.C.? This is really bad. That mural was paid for with public funds, was put up by the duly elected representatives in that city, and I personally would never put up a Black Lives Matter street sign. We have one in Pensacola on A Street. Remember, there was a long conversation about would it get painted over, would it not, would it get resurfaced over. It's still there. It's very faded, but it's still there. And now, basically, Congress is telling D.C., we will cut off your funding if you don't get rid of your public art. That's a That's awful. That is literally a violation of the First Amendment. That is Congress mandating speech. You should never want that. Well, Andrew, you know Black Lives Matter is bad. That's not the point. You believe in local control? You believe in small local government doing what it wants to do? Oh, yeah. Until what? It's inconvenient for the content of the message? Look, if Miami wants to have pro-gay street art, okay. Let them have pro-gay street art. The state shouldn't be telling Miami, you know, take down the rainbows because we don't like the content. And Congress certainly shouldn't. So you got to defend, A, the truth to history, and B, defend the variety and the freedom. Now, in the military, it's not the freedom issue, right? I get that. And if they want to tell people going forward, don't celebrate first women, first black, first gay, whatever, you know, don't do that. Okay, fine, perfect, no problem. That is entirely within the domain of the director of the Secretary of Defense and the president. But don't go washing the past, taking things down and acting like they never existed. That's, again, in the grand scheme of history, that the military takes a few Facebook posts down, even if it's a few thousand. And by the way, I know the argument about, like, the Enola Gay is malicious compliance. Like, there are people going out of their way to make a point. You know, like the people with the fake empty bookshelves in, you know, the schools in Florida. I get that. But the reason they can do, even if it is malicious compliance, it's still based on the truth that things are being scrubbed. And I told you before, I'll just say it again. I talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. You know, the Blue Angels had the first female jet fighter pilot. And then before that, we had the first female pilot, Katie Higgins for the first female and Amanda Lee for the first jet. And that was a big deal because they hadn't had a female before at all and then as a jet. And that was celebrated on Facebook, on official websites. And on the Blue Angels Facebook page, the post still exists. I don't know if it's going to go away. But the Chief of Naval Operations Facebook page scrubbed it. It's gone. I only know because I went to look and I happened to capture it before it was gone. And now if you go, you have to go through the timeline and it's just not there. We have a bridge named after the first black four-star general, Chappie James. We have a monument that, fingers crossed, is going to be amazing when it gets done. Is that no longer in line with the priorities of the military? Will we not have any members of the military come and honor the unveiling because he's the first? And that's part of the reason that we celebrate him in Pensacola. You know, what about the WAGs? What about the Tuskegee Airmen? What if they were taking these old posts and putting asterisks on them, or, hey, this is out of line with current policy? I still don't love that, but that's at least teaching into the problem. It is very easy to appeal to a principle when it suits your personal or political agenda, but you got to believe in that principle when it's inconvenient to. So again, if you oppose the taking down of the Confederate stuff on principle, don't clean up the past. Well, you got to oppose this on principle too. Don't clean up the past. Let it be what it was. It was the Biden administration, and under that administration, they had these things. The current administration doesn't agree with that. 437-1620, I'll get to your text here after the break. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
So, in the book 1984, one of my all-time favorite books, everybody should know it and read it. It is better by far than Animal Farm, which is itself quite good. Animal Farm is the children's version, so to speak, the smaller allegory. Orwell writes, "The past, he reflected, had not merely been altered, it had actually been destroyed. For how could you establish even the most obvious fact when there existed no record outside your own memory?" That's a bit overly dramatic for the scope of the current situation, but that was my first thought when I started seeing these Facebook page notes for military Facebook pages pop up with content is being removed from this platform in accordance with DOD instructions. And it's all of them, by the way. I mean, there's a couple. I haven't actually seen that exact thing on NAS, the Blue Angels page, which is interesting. But NAS Whiting, NAS Pensacola, Eglin, all of the, I mean, you know, the Navy, the Marines. And I thought, oh, good Lord. Really? You're texting just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound, expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay between Pine Forest and Highway 29 as just we're dealing with congestion. Also, Highway 90 coming from Pace into Pensacola, expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay just due to congestion associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. This is, okay, at the very minimum, if you're going to remove things, there ought to be a very easily searchable public database of the things that have been removed. Because then you're facilitating a public record. Like, you should be able to at least, I mean, can you do a FOIA request on the deleted page? There's supposed to be an archive. Theoretically, part of the stuff is that there's an archive of this stuff. Somebody says, 2 years ago, we celebrated 50 years of women in naval aviation. It's now gone from the website. Wow. That's bad. Whether you agree with celebrating 50 years of naval aviation for women, the deletion of the note that was celebrated is bad. Somebody else, I got a bunch of texts here. Let's see where we got here. You can't show Blazing Saddles and Meet the Fockers or other things. Military installation names are still complying with the law, cannot be named for Confederate traitors. Okay. I suspect it's more of a blunt hammer approach, crude search rather than Orwell. Well, Orwell was pretty thorough. Part of the difference, by the way, somebody says, how is social media the same as scrubbing history books? Social media and websites are our history books now. I mean, papers and magazines barely exist, and they are unique content produced digitally that doesn't exist anywhere else, right? So preserving them has become very important. You know, the Ministry of Truth would have been a whole leaner operation if they didn't have to actually make fake books and fake pages and cut and paste, you know, like, right? That was part of Wilson's job. Let's see. But those women were pilots based on merit, not DEI and the rest. We should not scrub history. The Chappie James Bridge was named after him based on merit. Okay. But we celebrate the fact that a black man rose through the ranks in a time of oppression when he had been told he couldn't be a pilot or couldn't be, was it, he couldn't be a, that's a different story. But, you know, in the beginning, couldn't be a pilot in the Navy, had to go in the Air Force, right? That's part of the story. It was the overcome, right? It was instead of, right? 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the social media platform X had an outage early this morning. Down Detector said tens of thousands of users were unable to access X, but it appears to have been resolved at this point. A wild incident, Andrew, at a CarMax dealership in California over the weekend. Apparently, a disgruntled driver drove through the dealership showroom, injured 8 people. Happened Saturday. Authorities say the person had taken their vehicle there to get an estimate on it. Didn't like the numbers he got, so he drove right through the showroom.
Well, that is definitely the way to get more for your car, is to put some plate glass through the
front. Got to be worth more now.
Definitely going to improve the value.